Well, good afternoon and welcome everybody to Alexandria High School. Round two of the Section 6AA softball playoff today. It'll be a Pierce Sox Center matchup. Pioneers beating Melrose 2-0 at home yesterday. The number two seed over 15-seeded Melrose in a really good ball game. Meanwhile, Sox Center comes in as the number seven seed in this tournament. They were 8-5 winners over the 10-seeded team out of Osakis. That improved their record to 13-6 on the season. Pioneers with their win now 16-5. Couple of games going on here at this site. Right behind us, Annandale and Painesville are meeting, as right now Matt Pepping and TJ Schmiesing, the coaches and the captains, are going over ground rules with today's umpires. It'll be Mr. Dave Peterson calling balls and strikes, and Daryl O.J. is going to be the base ump. It's a maroon jersey, white pants, Sox Center in white across the front, white numbers on the back, maroon socks for the Main Streeters. They'll be in the first base dugout, the visitors as the lower seed, Pioneers the high seed, so they are the home team. Scoreboard is out in right center field. It's a beautiful facility here, just off I-94 at the high school. So we'll be back. We'll visit with head coach Matt Pepping. We'll talk about yesterday's matchup with the Dutchman and today's opponent, the Sox Center Main Streeters, when we return here to Alexandria in round two of Section 6AA.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Amaya Rushlow, member of the softball team. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take this time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations again on the fine seasons, and good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, July 13th for the 7th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, headlined by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Along with the Shayla Lee Band, Tennessee River, and Thompson Square.
You gonna kiss me all night.
General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. Get concert and ticket information at PiercesFreedomFest.com. Sponsored by Randall Motors, Coors Lights, Moody Oil, Hilmerson RV, Midwest Sale, Hilmerson Sports Center, Pioneer Lake Mutual Insurance, Bootleggers Bar, and the Hillbilly Haven Motel.
Joining me on today's pregame show is head coach Matt Pepping of the softball team. Pioneers escaped 2-0 over Melrose yesterday. What's the thought process? Is it like, you know, a 2 versus 15, we knew it was going to be a tough game, and only 2-0? Or, you know, are you just say, hey, win is all that matters right now?
yeah, we're happy to get away with the win. And right now it's just win in advance. Doesn't matter how you win. And, yeah, Melrose was a good team for being a 15 seed. And yeah, they played well. And I think our girls were a little tense. And hopefully they'll be more relaxed today.
How big was that home run that you got in the sixth inning from Taylor Cummings to, you know, go from 1-0 to 2-0? I'm sure for Emily it was a big mental boost.
Yeah, that was huge, just to get another run, double our lead, and the girls really took control, just defensively, and pitched a heck of a game.
Yeah, I mean, Melrose had chances to score. A lot of times girls in scoring position, you know, when it's a one-run game and anybody gets on base, it's, you know, tying run, winning run at the plate or whatever. So she shut down some rallies potentially for Melrose.
Yeah, first inning, I think it was huge to get out of that without them scoring. They had second and third with only one out. And, she did a tremendous job the whole game.
Sox center today, thoughts on them?
They can hit. Pitcher's not going to throw as hard, but she's going to have a changeup. So we're going to have to stay back. And we got to think up the middle and right side, especially with this wind. Pull it. It's going to hang up in the left field. So if we can get to the center or right center gap, we're going to hit triples and doubles. And hopefully we can do that.
As you face Sox center here, potential playing two, you don't want to do that. Obviously, the goal now, once you get into a double elimination, is stay in that winner's bracket as long as you can.
Yeah, that's huge. We just want to stay in the winner's bracket, and then you only got one game to worry about, and one game at a time, one inning at a time, one out at a time. So hopefully you can get this one.
Coach, good luck here today.
Thanks.
All right. Coach Papping of the Pioneers as they get ready to face Sox center.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, welcome back to Alexandria High School. Here we go with the playoffs, round two in Section 6AA, and coming to the plate will be their pitcher, Maddie Nelson, starts the lineup off for head coach T.J. Schmiesing, and it's Emily Sedlowski out there in the ring, ready to throw the first pitch of the day. Terry Treader, same lineup as yesterday, as here we go with Emily Sedlowski's first pitch, and it's ruled high. Ball one, first pitch. 157 this afternoon, overcast and windy. 210 all the way around the ballpark here as Emily missed high, 2-0. Shelby Oddie on deck, and then Reese Ritter, top three in the Melrose order. And the pitch here is a swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike to Maddie Nelson. Sox center eliminating Osakis yesterday. Piers ended Melrose's season at the knees, a called strike. Sedlowski threw a four-hit shutout yesterday in the 2-0 win over the Dutchman. Junior right-hander. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Emily. Changeup missed high, full count. Wind is blowing out today. Might be to the Pioneers' favor. A lot of power on this team. There's a swing and a miss. She got her. A strikeout begins the ball game, and Sedlowski fans Nelson. And now it's first baseman Shelby Oddie. The loser of this game has to play another one here today as Sedlowski throws a fastball by Oddie to make it an 0-1. The other game going on right now is Annandale taking on Painesville. Changeup out in front, and it's an 0-2 count. Reese Ritter, the shortstop on deck. Oddie playing first base, right-handed hitter. Pass ball followed away. Still 0-2. We are just to the right of home plate and about 15 feet from the left-hand hitter's batter's box, field level here. Off-speed rolled back to Emily. She's got it right at the circle. Throws over to Cummings. Two down. Let's give you the Pioneer defense today. Terry Treader catching. Taylor Cummings at first. Amaya Rushlow at second. Ella Calucci at short. Laura Skiba playing third. In the outfield, it's Hallie Zupan in left. Jade Porter in center. Emily Burgraff in right. And in the pitching circle, Emily Sedlowski. Here's Reese Ritter now, and she swings and misses. It's an 0-1 start to her. McKinley Weirs would bat next for Sock. That one is low. Ball and a strike. Main Streeters to my right in the first base dugout here as Emily deals the pitch, and it's low, 2-1 now. T.J. Schmiesing coaching at third base, the Sox Center Main Streeter head coach. Right near the bag is Laura Skiba. Here comes the pitch, and it's ruled low. 3-1 the count. Blasted to right center. That'll bit down and up against the wall, and motoring to second with a two-out double. Reese Ritter, a no-doubter. That was a bullet out to center, right center field.
Number 12, Kenley.
And now McKinley Weirs, the catcher and cleanup batter. So the first runner of the game is an extra base hit to right center field. And that pitch is a ball, 1-0. Ground ball right side. This will be Rushlow's first chance. Short throw and got her. Amaya throws out Weirs, and that ends the Sox center half of the first. No runs. A two-out double is stranded. And we'll meet the Pioneer batting order when we come back to Alexandria.
Hey, everyone. Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, it looks like spring is finally here, so let us help you out. You can stop in Piers and check out our Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and our top-notch steel brand weed trimmers for all of your lawn work. Springtime means new calves are hitting the ground, and soon we'll be looking for some creep feed. Call us for great pricing on creep feed and summer minerals with fly control for your cattle. Springtime also means it's time to buy your baby chicks, and we have tons of options for you to choose from. We are here to help you out with whatever you may need, and you would be amazed at everything we can help you out with. So check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn everyone's business to create a successful 2019. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, Pioneers send up Jade Porter to lead off the bottom of the first against right-hander Maddie Nelson, and Nelson's first pitch is high. Porter, Treader, Kalushi, same lineup as yesterday. A little bit high, 2-0. Winner of this game is off until Thursday, and then we shift to Waite Park. There are games going on in Waite Park right now. Eight teams remain out of the 16. There's a strike in to Jade. Two balls and one strike. Dave Peterson balls and strikes. Darryl O.J. on the bases. Dave Peterson will be umpiring at the state tournament down in North Mankato this year. Up high, 3-1. Pioneers and Main Streeters. Here comes the Maddie Nelson offering. Strike two is called right on the inside corner, and it's full count now. Treader on deck. Can't see the scoreboard behind us here on the Annandale-Litch game, or Annandale-Painesville. Just inside, and Jade takes ball four on a close pitch. Pioneers get a runner with nobody out. Porter to first for the catcher, Terry Treader. Pioneers only had four hits yesterday against Micaiah Littmere, but one of them was a home run in the sixth by Taylor Cummings, who will bat fourth today. Again, high, ball one. Maddie Nelson, a right-hander. St. Cloud Cathedral playing Eden Valley Watkins. Eden Valley Watkins, the only lower seed to win in the opening round. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss to Terry. And that was that 8-9 game, so really it's kind of a toss-up. And it was a big win for Eden Valley, 15-3 over Holdingford, the 8 seed. So it's Eden Valley Watkins and top-seeded St. Cloud Cathedral playing today. Inside to Terry. 2-1 to the right-handed senior catcher. Royalton, the 4-seed. Winners 10-1 over Malacca yesterday. They're taking on Albany right now. Huskies, 8-7 winners over Pillager. And the pitch. Terry knocks it foul to the screen. 2-2. A walk has Jade Porter at first base with nobody out in the bottom of the first in Alexandria. These games are especially supposed to be played at 4:30 today, but with pending weather coming in, moved up to 2. Up high, and now it's back-to-back full counts to the first two Pioneer batters. Porter walked, and now it's 3-2 to Terry Treader. Treader takes strike three. First out is a strikeout looking. One away for shortstop Ella Kalushi. So one on, one out now as the first lefty to bat, Kalushi. And here is the pitch. Ella lays off a Nelson fastball that rose up high. Ball one. On deck, Taylor Cummings and then Laura Skiba. Outfield playing straight away. We'll set it for you from Sox Center's viewpoint. Here goes Porter, throw to second, not in time. Jade steals second. And it's a 2-0 count now to Ella Kalushi. The catcher for Sox Center is McKinley Weirs. At first base, Shelby Otte. At second, Riley Campson. Low and away, 3-0 to Kalushi. On the left side of the infield, the shortstop is Reese Ritter and Alyssa Denk is playing third base. Jada Struess in left. Megan Klapacki is in center as Kalushi takes the 3-0 pitch in for a strike. So Klapacki in center and out in right is Lisa Weir. 3-1 now to Ella Kalushi with Porter out at second base and one out. And it's a strike two. Three straight batters have gone to the full count now. And here's the payoff once again. Low, Kalushi takes ball four. And now Taylor Cummings with that big sixth inning solo homer with one out yesterday to give a little cushion to the Pioneers. It went from 1-0 to 2-0 against Melrose, but more metal than anything. So here's Taylor with two on. Here's the Maddie Nelson pitch. Comes inside corner for a called strike to Taylor with Laura Skiba now on deck. Porter and Kalushi on the base paths with one down. Here comes the Maddie Nelson wind. Change up, belted to left center. Porter's going to be sent around. And it's 1-0 on a big single to left center by Cummings. Kalushi ends up at third. And Taylor rocketed that one right to the left center gap. Scoring Porter, moving Kalushi to third. It's runners at the corners for third baseman Laura Skiba. And a 1-0 start in the first for the Pioneers. And here we go now with the pitch. Laura takes a good hack at it and sends it back to the screen, 0-1. Left fielder Hallie Zupan now on deck. So great start here for the Pioneers. Couple of walks, they've cashed in one of them on the single by Cummings to score Porter. Here's the pitch. Strike two, Cummings tempting a throw down. Now she'll just walk her way to second. 0-2 to Laura Skiba with two runners in scoring position. One out in the inning as Maddie Nelson has one strikeout and two walks so far. Pop foul out of play to the other field, out around the left field area out there. So still no balls, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the first. Piers has struck for a run here with an opportunity for much more. Here's the pitch, way high. First one out of the strike zone to Laura Skiba. One ball, two strikes now the count. Kind of elementary track meet was going on here when we pulled into the parking lot. That's high. Laura recognized, takes upstairs. Two balls, two strikes now. First base is open. Zupan on deck. Pioneers with a run in, threatening for more. Outfield straight away and deep with the wind blowing out here. 210 all the way around the park. Here's the pitch. High again, and now after an 0-2 start, it's 3-2. Fourth time in five batters. It's been a full count situation. Maddie Nelson into the windup. Swinging a foul ball back and out. Pioneers would love to make this a big inning right out of the gate and put a lot of pressure on Sauk Center. Runners ready to sprint off the base. Here's the payoff again. Chopping swing. Boy, that ball was really almost into the mitt of Sauk catcher McKinley Weirs when Laura decided to swing, and she just tapped it foul. Late decision to swing and keeps her alive. It probably would have been a strike three called. Here's the pitch again. Laura pulls that one behind Ella Colucci at third. So this will be the 10th pitch of the Skiba at-bat coming up here. There is no pitch count in softball. So Hallie Zupan is due up next, but she's had to wait a while. Skiba waits again. Here's the pitch. Laura blasts it to left center. That is down for a hit. Kalushi's in. Cummings is coming to the plate. It's a double for Skiba and a 3-0 Pioneer lead. What an at-bat by Laura Skiba to fight off four would-be strike threes. And then she got something right over the plate and drove it. And the Pioneers have taken a 3-0 lead over Sauk Center with their left fielder Hallie Zupan now at the plate. Zupan pops it up, first base side. And it's the pitcher Nelson making a nice play in the wind. Nelson really battled that and called off her teammate at first, Shelby Oddy, to make the catch for out number two. And now it's second baseman Amaya Rushlow. Amaya left one high for a ball, 1-0. A three-run bottom of the first here. Pierce has already surpassed yesterday's run total in just half an inning. On deck, Bailey Young. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike now to junior second baseman Amaya Rushlow, who doubled yesterday against Melrose. Skiba at second after her double. There's a drive to left center coming on, and that is down for a hit. Here comes Laura Skiba to the plate. Throw is cut off as Skiba slides in on the single by Rushlow. 4-0. Pioneers are swinging the bats today. Three hits now. And now it's the designated player, Bailey Young, batting for Sedlowski, the pitcher. Bailey had a sharp single yesterday, just a freshman. As the pitch, swing on and miss. There goes Rushlow. Throw is not in time. It was behind her to the second base side. So a steal for Amaya. And now Bailey Young will get a word with Coach Matt Pepping. Up the third base line, it was a strike to Bailey with Emily Burgraff on deck. A four-run bottom of the first for the Pioneers. And the delivery. Pop foul and out of play. 0-2 now to Bailey Young here batting in the bottom of the first. Pioneers trying to seize control right away here. Rushlow at second. The windup, the pitch is a changeup, swing and a miss. Young will have to be thrown out at first, which she is, by the catcher Weirs to end the inning. Good start for Piers. They score four runs on three hits, aided by a couple of walks in the inning. And Amaya Rushlow was stranded on base, an RBI single for Taylor Cummings, a two-run double for Laura Skiba, and an RBI single for Amaya Rushlow. And after one inning in the second round of 6AA playoff action in Alexandria, it's Piers 4, Sauk Center nothing.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah here from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls, call 320-632-1780, or visit us on the web at www.desrs.com. We are Design Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
Leading it off for Sauk Center, and there's visiting second left fielder Jada Struss, and she sends one back up the middle for a leadoff single. Jada Struss with a good hit. Second Sauk Center hit brings up third baseman Alyssa Denk. Piers 4, Sauk Center nothing in the second. That was right back up the middle, a clean single. Here's the pitch coming to Denk. Swings and fouls, or is it off the glove? It's off the glove of Treader. No contact on the swing. So to second is Struss with one strike to Alyssa Denk. Megan Klopaki's on deck, and there's one flipped back to the screen, 0-2. And 2-10. There's a black mesh all the way on the outfield fence. Alexandria Cardinals in big red lettering with the Cardinal head logo. And then big white 210s in the left field, center field, and right field areas. Yellow foul poles up above, down the lines. 0-2 to Alyssa Denk with nobody out, runner at second. Just missed inside with a good fastball. One ball, two strikes. Alyssa struck out, Alyssa Denk strikes out there swinging. That strikeout number two in the ball game for Emily Sedlowski. She got one in the first and a couple of ground balls. And now Megan Klopaki, the Sauk center fielder to bat. And Emily starts her outside, ball one. Piers leading 4-0 with one out in the second inning in Alexandria. Here's Sedlowski's delivery. On the edge, held there by Terry Treader. It's even. Ball and a strike now to the right-handed hitting Klopaki with Riley Campson, the Sauk center second baseman, due up next. Next pitch by Emily's a changeup. Little pop-up to Rushlow. She's got it, and the runner at second stays where she's at. So Klopaki hit it off the end of the bat right to Amaya for out number two. Number eight, Riley. And now it's Sauk center second baseman Riley Campson to hit with two outs. Boy, good fastball right in the knees there by Sedlowski to start it at 0-1. Foul back, 0-2. On deck, Brenna Bick, the designated player for Sauk center. So a hit in each inning, and a runner to second in each inning so far. But 0-2 to Campson. She laid off one that just broke low, and it's 1-2 now to the Sauk 8 hitter, wearing number 8. Second baseman Riley Campson. 8-5 winners over Osakis yesterday, the 7 seed. Grounded out to Rushlow, but Cummings comes over. Taylor will win the foot race to the bag. three unassisted. Close, but just got her. And Sox center can't do anything with the leadoff hit and the pass ball. They leave Jada Struss at second base. After 1.5 in Alexandria, it's Piers leading Sox center 4-0.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Quite windy day here. Pioneers with a 4-0 lead on Sox Center as we go to the second. And number 9 hitter, the right fielder, Emily Burgraff, to lead off the home half of the second against Sox right-hander Maddie Nelson. Emily takes it high, ball one. Nelson struck out two, walked two, gave up 4 runs on 3 hits in the first. Top of the order, Porter, and then Treader to up. Here's the 1-0 pitch. In the air behind second, down onto the grass. Burgraff drops a single into right. Hit number 4 for the Pioneers. And that flips the order over to the top and center fielder Jade Porter. Good swing there by Emily Burgraff. Just pushed it right over the head of second baseman Riley Campson and in front of the right fielder Lisa Weir. So here's Jade Porter now digging herself in the box. And the pitch. Belted to center. That ball is up. That ball is deep. That ball is gone. Porter has hit one out. Jade Porter over the dead center wall here. And it's 6-0. No doubter. The single and the blast.
Number 1, Terry Treader.
And the Pioneers' lead is 6 now with nobody out in the second for the catcher, Terry Treader. Terry called out on strikes her first time up. Left high, ball 1 against Maddie Nelson, Sox center right-hander. And Nelson readies, and the pitch. That one is carrying to right. That ball is up. That ball is at the wall off the top of the fence, and it'll be a double for Terry. She just missed getting one out of here right to the scoreboard in right center. And Treader's into scoring position with the shortstop, Ella Kalushi. Pioneers with 3 straight hits to start the inning, and they've now got 6. Their second double, and that one sails well high to Ella. So 3 of their 6 hits for extra bases, including the 2-run homer by Jade Porter here in the second. Treader out at second base. Here's the Nelson pitch. A little bit high. 2-0 to Ella Kalushi with Taylor Cummings on deck. Playing up in front of the third base bag, right in front of the bag, is Alyssa Denk. For Sock. Outfield straight away and deep here. They've seen the ball fly. There's a swing and a foul tip into the mid of Sock center catcher McKinley Weirs. 2-1 to Ella Kalushi, who walked and scored in that 3-run first, or 4-run first, excuse me. Pioneers have put on another 2 here in the second. Here's the next pitch. Ella whacks it foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the senior shortstop, Ella Kalushi. One of the things we talked about with Matt Pepping before the game is stay in this winner's bracket as long as you can. It's a good start for Piers today, and Alex, up high. Ella Colucci has taken it to a full count now against Maddie Nelson with Treader at second. Colucci awaits from the left side. Nelson rocks back and fires way high up above the helmet. And it's a walk. And now Taylor Cummings to the plate. Taylor lined an RBI single her first time up.
Taylor Cummings.
So the Pioneers, who had just four hits yesterday against Melrose, they have slugged the ball around the park here today, and Taylor couldn't quite pull the trigger. As Nelson got it across for a strike, 0-1 to the senior first baseman, Taylor Cummings. Foul back, good swing. 0-2, Laura Skiba to follow here. Cummings awaits. And that pitch is a ball. 1-2. Temperature is just fine. Windy and dry, so we'll take 2 out of 3. Here's the pitch. Foul down the line to right. Taylor, late swing there. On deck, Skiba. 2-run homer here for Jade Porter has expanded the lead to 6-0, and there are 2 on, nobody out here against Maddie Nelson. That one low behind Cummings, and the Pioneers are scrambling now. Treader is back to the bag. That was a heck of a play by catcher McKinley Weirs. Heck of a play by the Sox center catcher to field a low hop pitch behind the batter in the dirt, make a clean catch, and they almost trapped Terry off second. 2-2 the count. Here's the offering, just inside, and now it's a full count again. Boy, a ton of full counts here from Nelson today. Burggraf led off with a single to right, Porter followed with a home run to center. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, changeup got her. First out of the inning is a strikeout for Maddie Nelson, and brings up third baseman Laura Skiba. Laura crushed a 2-run double and scored on a Rushlow single in the first inning. 2 on, now 1 out here for the Pioneers. And the delivery, Skiba shows bunt. There goes the runners, and they will both advance without a throw. Double steal there. Pitch was a strike to Skiba, who squared around. So it's 2nd and 3rd now for Laura, who's already driven in 2, and there are 2 runners out there that can run well in Treader and Colucci in scoring position. And she hits a high fly. Center field, back at the fence, and it's gone. That's a 3-run homer for Laura Skiba. And Treader touches home. Colucci. And Laura Skiba blast one out of the park. She's driven in 5 already. And now it's the left fielder, Hallie Zupan. It's a 5-run second inning to make it 9-0. Hallie with a pop-up to the pitcher in the first inning. Here's the wind, and the pitch grounded left side. That'll find its way through. Zupan adds to the hit party. Swinging on the first pitch and knocking it past short into left. Now second baseman Amaya Rushlow. Amaya with an RBI single and a stolen base in the first. Here's the windup by Nelson. Pitch is fouled back. 1 strike to Amaya Rushlow. Two-run homer for Porter, 3-run homer for Skiba in the inning. It's 9-0. As Nelson facing Rushlow, here's the windup. Pitch is fisted back. into the screen again. 0-2 to Amaya. Zupan looked like she was going there. He heads back to first. On deck will be the designated player, Bailey Young, as the Pioneers look to bat around here in the second against Nelson and the Main Streeters. Comes the 0-2. Change up. Miss Lowe. There goes Hallie Zupan. She will take the base. That'll go as a wild pitch. Hallie with a good read. Ball skipped behind Amaya, and Zupan sprints into second. One ball, two strikes now to Amaya Russell. There's one out. And the pitch coming from Nelson. Amaya pops it back and out of play. Just up against the base of what would be the third base dugout behind us. Need a new game ball, Mr. Peterson says. There comes flipped in out of play. Coach Pepping has one in hand as well. So it's a one ball, two strike count to Amaya Rushlow here. With Hallie Zupan standing out at second. One out, five runs in. Here's the pitch. Amaya lets it go outside. Two balls, two strikes. I am looking directly up the third base line, so I'm getting a really good view of the home run celebrations right in front of me. Here's the pitch again. Lowell got by the catcher, and now Zupan's to third. Three balls, two strikes now to Amaya with Zupan standing at third base, being instructed by Coach Pepping over there on how the infield is playing it. They're playing deep up the middle, up at the corners here. Here's the payoff to Amaya. In the air to right, setting up the tag. And it's off the end of the glove of the right fielder. And in to score is Hallie Zupan on the error in right. So Zupan is in. It's a 10-0 game. And the coach TJ Schmiesing is going to walk out and try and settle the waters here for the Main Streeters, as the Pioneers will send up Bailey Young when we come back.
This is George Weber, Superintendent for Pierce Schools. We will be honoring our class of 2019 on Friday night, May 24th, with graduation ceremonies starting at 7 p.m. in the MAC. Congratulations to all of our students on a very successful year. Congratulations and thank you to our seniors who have provided terrific leadership in all areas, led our teams, our music programs, our test scores, and our classrooms toward amazing accomplishments. We are very thankful for the support of parents, grandparents, and all the important caregivers and role models in our communities who nurture and develop our youth and partner with our teachers and our coaches to give these seniors the best preparation and work ethic values that lead to adult success. Thank you.
Bailey Young is the batter here as we return to live action. Amaya Rushlow now to second after stealing a base. So she's at second, one out. Six runs are in here. Young with an 0-2 count and the pitch. Bailey sits on one and drives it into left, but it'll hang up and be caught. Bailey hit it deep to left, but playing it well was Jada Struss for out number two. And that'll bring up the girl that started this whole inning, right fielder Emily Burgraff. So even the outs are loud. Emily single to right, scored on the Porter homer. Up and away, ball one. Pierce 10, Sox Center 0 here in the bottom of the second in Alexandria. Maddie Nelson ready, is the 1-0. Moved her off the plate. Good stop again by catcher McKinley Weirs. 2-0. I gave Amaya a sacrifice fly on that one. I think it was deep enough that Zupan was going to tag and score. There's one fisted back and out of play. 2-1 now to Emily Burgraff. It's a fly ball to right, and Zupan ready to tag and score. So I gave Amaya a sacrifice fly, which would credit her with an RBI, and then the error on the drop, which allowed Amaya to reach. She'll bunt. Emily pulled the bat back, and it's a 3-1 count to junior right fielder Emily Burgraff. Top of the order, and Jade Porter on deck. Pioneers, this will complete two trips through their order. Sox Center's number 9 hitter hasn't batted yet. Here's the 3-1. That's ball 4. Burgraff to first. And here comes center fielder Jade Porter, who homered earlier. She's walked and scored as well again. So two RBIs, a steal, two runs scored, and the big home run that made it a 6-0 game earlier this inning to dead center field. And she hits this one to deep left. That ball at the warning track and caught right at the mesh. Jade made a bid and just able to track it down. At the fence was Struss. So the Pioneers bat 11, and they score six runs, five hits, and there was an error, and two stranded. After two complete in Alexandria, it's Piers leading Sox Center 10-0.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Leading things off in the third inning for Sock is their designated player, Brenna Bick. Batting for right fielder Lisa Weir. First two pitches out of the strike zone from Emily. Now 3-0. Two strikeouts, no walks, no runs, two hits allowed for right-hander Emily Sedlowski, working with a 10-0 lead. And it's a four-pitch walk. That one was high. So the top of the order now, pitcher Maddie Nelson. Runner on base for the third straight inning, but Sox Center had a two-out double by Reese Ritter in the first, a leadoff single, and then a pass ball got Jada Struss to second. There's a foul ball by Nelson. Now they get a leadoff walk to Brenna Bick. So one on, nobody out for the Main Streeters. Cummings and Skiba play up at the corners. Rushlow and Kalushi deep at second and short. One strike fastball in at the knees for a called strike. And it's 0-2 to pitcher Maddie Nelson. Here comes the pitch. Changeup outside. Snap throw down to the bag, and back diving in is Bick. 1-2. On deck will be Shelby Oddy, the Sox center first baseman. Fastball rolled foul of first. Late swing there. Nelson making contact to stay alive. A 4 in the first, a 6 in the second up on the scoreboard for the Pioneers. That's a nice sight to see. That one skips home. Nice dig there by Treader. 2-2 to Maddie Nelson. This is the top of the Sox Center order. Lined off the glove of Sedlowski, and they won't have a play. That'll be an infield single for Maddie Nelson. Ball rolled over towards shortstop, but Kalushi was already headed up the middle, and she had to backtrack to retrieve it. As by the time it went off the glove, all the steam had come off the ball, and it just rolled out near short. So first and second, and it's high. Ball one. Walking an infield hit here brings up first baseman Shelby Oddie. who hit back to Emily Sedlovsky in the first inning, 0-for-1. Sock will try and scratch her way back into this. That one skipped to home here. 2-0 here. You've got to maintain your focus and pitch like it's a 0-0 ball game here instead of a 10-0 lead. We're in the third in Alexandria. Reese Ritter is on deck. Here's the Sedlovsky fastball, threw it by her. 2-1 to Shelby Oddie. Right-handed hitter. And the pitch. Late swing again. That takes it 2-2 to Shelby Oddie. Here's the 2-2. Popped up middle infield. Kalushi there, and Emily gets her first out on a near collision between Ella Kalushi and Amaya Rushlow. And the only reason that Ella caught that ball is she's a little bit taller than Amaya and reached above her. They were side by side there. So infield fly rule technically, but it's a catch by the shortstop. And now a foul ball back by Reese Ritter, who doubled her first time up. 0-1 now to Ritter with one out in the inning. Catch was made right in front of second base there by Kalushi, the shortstop. Here's the windup. Lined off the glove of Emily. She'll pick it up and then drop it. They're loaded up. That'll be an error on Emily. Bick to third, Nelson to second, and Ritter to first for the catcher, McKinley Weirs. It was right to the glove side, and Emily knocked it down and just couldn't find the handle to pick it up and make a throw to first. Change up, misses outside to the Sox center cleanup batter. Weirs grounded out to Amaya Rushlow at second base to end the first inning. Sox center to looking to get on the scoreboard here. Strike at the knees. 1-1 to McKinley Weirs. On deck will be their left fielder, Jada Struss. That one's on the inside corner, rolls a little bit away from Terry Treader to the left, but not far enough for any daring base running by Sox center. It's a ball and two strikes now to Weirs. Swinging a ground ball, come home with it, and get an out at the plate. They do, the force. Sedlovsky to Treader, fielder's choice, 1-2. That retires Brenna Bick at the plate on a force play for out number two. And each of the other runners advance. Maddie Nelson to third, Reese Ritter to second, and McKinley Weirs now at first with two outs, and the left fielder Jada Struss, who singled her first time up. And it's high, ball one. Bases loaded, two outs for Sox Center here in the top of the third. Sedlovsky trying to keep the Streeters off the scoreboard here. Rolled up the third baseline. It'll trickle foul midway up the line to third. So a ball and a strike now to Jada Struss. Hustles back to the box. I always like to see players hustle. Even when it's 10-0, they're playing hard here. There's a changeup and had Struss way out in front. Her swing was almost all the way completed by the time the ball got to the plate. One ball, two strikes to Jada Struss. Here's the pitch. Outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bases full, two outs. Fastball inside. Almost hit her. And it's a full count. On deck would be the third baseman, Alyssa Denk. 3-2 to Jada Struss. High walked her. That'll force in a run. Nelson touches home to make it 10-1. Ritter to third. Weirs to second. Struss takes the bases loaded walk to get the ribby. And it brings up third baseman, Alyssa Denk. And Terry Treader will go out and talk to Emily Sedlovsky. Baseball team will be getting underway in about 15 minutes at home, closing out their Central Minnesota Conference schedule and regular season against BBE with a doubleheader. Okay, so they just called a ball, and now it's ball two. Or was that a strike? Bases loaded, a run in, two outs. That one got away from Terry. Here comes a runner to the plate, and safe. 10-2. Ritter beats the relay throw home. Weirs ends up to third, and now it's Struss to second. And Matt Pepping will come out and talk to Emily Sedlowski. I believe it's two balls, no strikes. As they, there it is, there's the second ball up on the scoreboard now as Pep's talk is over. And Terry Treader heads back behind the plate. Pioneers looking to get this third out of the inning here. They've seen the lead trim to eight now at 10-2 against Sox Center with Megan Klopaki due up next. Swing and a miss by the right-hander Denk, who struck out in the second inning against Sedlowski. 2-1. Next pitch, swing and a miss again, 2-2. This is the seventh Main Streeter to bat this inning. Didn't chase a high fastball. Well, that's ball four, huh? Base is loaded. And here's Klopaki, the center fielder. Here's the first pitch, and it spins in for a strike. 0-1 to Klopaki, who popped up to Rushlow at second base for the second out of the second inning. Swings through that pitch, it's 0-2. 10-2, two outs, two strikes on the hitter. Slinging a foul out of play. Riley Campson would hit next for Sox Center. Pioneers will start their half of the third with Treader, Colucci, and Cummings. Two-strike pitch got her. Swing and a miss. Inning over. But Sox Center does some damage. They come up with two runs, and they did it on only one hit. Pioneers committed one error, and they left them full. After two and a half now in Alexandria, the score is Pierce 10, Sox Center 2.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Terry Treader leads off the bottom of the third. Pioneers 10, Main Streeters 2 here. As Terry will have a 1-for-2 day so far with a second inning double, part of that six-run inning. Duh. Here's the Maddie Nelson first pitch, and it's lined to the gap in right center, and it's caught on the run. Nice play by Lisa Weir. That ball was hit hard, and Treader has extra bases taken away on a line drive out to right. Now the shortstop, Ella Colucci. Two walks, two runs scored today for number two, Ella Colucci. Boy, that one was an opposite field blast. That one goes opposite way in the air to left, right at Jada Struss. And just like that, Nelson has thrown two pitches and gotten two Pioneer outs. And now it's first baseman Taylor Cummings. Taylor has an RBI single, a run, and a strikeout. Pop foul and out of play. One strike to first baseman Taylor Cummings with the bases empty, two outs here. Just what Nelson needed, two outs here, but needs to finish off this inning. As Struss is way back, almost back to the fence out there in left field. And there's one lifted foul and to the right. And it's 0-2 to Taylor Cummings. Sock gets two in the top of the third and then two quick outs in the bottom of the third. Nelson has struck out three. She has walked four. Way high, taken there by Cummings. One ball, two strikes. Piers and Sock center in round two of Section 6AA softball. Laura Skiba would hit next. Here comes the pitch. Taylor grounds it into center, base hit. Pioneers with their ninth hit off Maddie Nelson, and here comes Laura Skiba, who has doubled in two and homered to drive in three. She's two for two and driven in five today in just two at-bats. So a two-out single up the middle by Cummings keeps the inning going. And now Laura Skiba. Here's the Nelson pitch. Slow changeup in for a strike. That one almost had some mark on it. And looks like a runner, Emily Daler, is going to go in and run. Daler for Cummings. So a pinch runner here in the third inning with sophomore Emily Daler coming in. Those long legs, those long strides. One strike to Laura Skiba. One swing, she could get those two runs back. Here's the Maddie Nelson pitch. Swing and a miss. There goes Emily Daler. The throw is not in time, and Emily steals second, and it's 0-2 to Laura Skiba. So a base hit might get a run in here, but with two strikes, Skiba will have to protect. Swing a little blooper behind short, and it's onto the grass. Here comes Daler. And she will score, and it's a 6-RBI game for Laura Skiba. Skiba just blooped it out into center field behind the shortstop, Reese Ritter, and in front of center fielder Megan Klopocky. And on contact, Daler races around third and scores easily to make it 11-2. And now here's Hallie Zupan, who has singled and popped up. And she ropes one into left field. That'll get down for a hit. Motoring to third is Skiba. The throw coming in. Not in time. Zupan to second. And the Pioneers have a two-out rally going. Three straight two-out hits for the Pioneers. And here's the second baseman now, Amaya Rushlow. Singled in a run in the first, sacrifice fly to drive in a run in the second. So Zupan attacking the first pitch and driving a single to left. Amaya Rushlow now. With first base open, two runners in scoring position. Here's the pitch. And Amaya watches it come in for strike one. Rushlow hit one in the air to right field that was deep enough to allow Hallie Zupan to tag up and score, so we credited her with a sack fly, but the right fielder dropped the ball, so Amaya was able to reach. And there's one into the air to right, and caught. Another hard hit ball, but caught there by Lisa Weir to end the inning. Pioneers get a run back on three hits. The RBI single by Laura Skiba. She's driven in a half a dozen runs today. After three completed Alexandria, it's Piers 11, Sox Center 2.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Brandel Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emblem Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Primusberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Welcome back to Alexandria. We head to the top of the fourth inning. It's Piers 11, Sauk Center 2 in Section 6AA second round action. Leading off, second baseman Riley Campson against Emily Sedlovsky. Campson with a ground out to first in the second inning. She is 0-for-1 against Sedlovsky. Sauk got their two runs last inning. Here's the pitch, and it's high, ball one. Cummings back in there on the re-entry after Dayla ran for her, and Emily then scored on the base hit by Laura Skiba. Grounded up the middle, deflected by the pitcher, over to Russell, in time to Cummings. That is a 1-4-3 ground out to start the fourth. That ball probably sneaks into center if Emily doesn't knock that one down. And now it's the designated player, number 9 hitter, Brenna Bick, who walked and was forced out at home in the third inning. There's a line drive right to Rushlow. A bullet right to the second baseman's glove for out number 2. And Sedlowski has recorded 2 quick outs. And now top of the order, first baseman Maddie Nelson, an infield hit off the glove of Emily last time up and scored the Sauk Center's Main Streeter's first run. There's one fouled. She went upstairs after one and knocked it straight back. 0-1 to Maddie Nelson. Led off the game with a strikeout, an infield hit, and run scored in the third. Change up wide. 1-1 to Maddie Nelson with 2 outs in the fourth. Sauk Center and Piers in Alexandria. Low. Bounced in front of home. 2-1. I can see the score. It's 6-1 over there. Not sure who's ahead. 2-1 delivery. A little bit low. 3 balls and a strike to Maddie Nelson. I don't think that Brenna Bick could hit it harder than she just did right to Amaya Russell at second base. Sedlowski's 3-1 now. Low walked her. 2-out walk. That's the 4th walk for Amaya. Didn't walk anybody in her first 2, but put 3 Main Streeters on base with a free pass last inning, and that helped secure 2 runs. So here's Shelby Oddie, Sauk Center first baseman, who's hit back to the pitcher and popped to the shortstop. Hits it down the line to right. That'll get down for a hit. And going to third is Nelson. Opposite field single by Oddie. And Sauk Center has runners at the corners with 2 outs for their shortstop, Reese Ritter. Ritter with a first inning double and reached on an error and scored in the third. Hit one back to Sedlowski, and Emily couldn't find the handle to pick it up and throw her out. So Piers got something going with 2 outs in the bottom of the third. Now Sauk, a scoring threat with 2 outs. And there's a ground ball into left. That'll score a run. Zupan plays it in on a Ritter single to left. Nelson comes in. That's her second run scored today. It's 11-3. And it brings up the catcher, McKinley Weirs. Weirs has grounded out and hit one back to the pitcher that resulted in a force at the plate. A runner coming in for Sauk at first base, number 1. That would be Ella Froseth running. So first and second with 2 outs, and the catcher, Weirs, batting, and a swing and a miss. 0-1 from Emily Sedlovsky. Well, that's number 19, it looks like. That would be That one's low. 1-1. Oh, I see. The runner's out at second. Here's the pitch. Chased high. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Caitlin Gretsch is running at second base for Adi. Swinging a drive to center. Porter has to play it on a hop. Gretsch is being waved around. Throw comes through. Tag and got her. Porter throws her out at the plate to end the inning. A strong throw by Jade Porter to the plate. And that gets the third out, as just late getting home was Caitlin Gretsch, the runner. Heck of a throw right on the money. So give Weirs the base hit. And then Gretsch is out on the 8-2 throw. One run, three hits. And they'll leave two on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Piers leading Sauk Center 11-3 in Alexandria.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline.
Bailey Young leading off the fourth, takes ball one, now chops it to the right side. Young running hard and just out. Good play at second by Riley Campson, and Bailey almost outran a ground ball to second. One out, as re-entering the game for Sauk is their first baseman, Shelby Oddie. Now it's Piers right fielder Emily Burgraff batting. One down and the pitch. Low and in. Single, a walk, and a run scored for Emily today. Piers up 11-3 in the bottom of the fourth over Sauk Center. Top of the order and Jade Porter on deck. Here's the pitch. Chop foul. Ball and a strike now to Emily. Porter and then Treader with one out, bases empty in the home half of the fourth for the number two seed, Piers. Here comes the 1-1 Maddie Nelson changeup. Dropped low. 2-1 the count. Breeze certainly hasn't let up at all. Still blowing strongly out here in Alexandria today. There are some ponds out beyond left field. Stretching into center. Kind of separating the football field and the softball fields here. That one is low. Three balls and a strike to Emily Burgraff. Trying to get something started here from the nine spot. Here's the pitch. In the air to right. And that is past the right fielder. Burgraff digging for second. Burgraff sprinting to third with a triple to right center. Emily Burgraff just got it past the right fielder, Lisa Weir. And Burgraff speeds her way into third base without a throw. And now Jade Porter. Big triple here. Now the Pioneers have hit for the team cycle today with a triple. J Jade lines it up the middle, deflected by the pitcher. Porter down the line, and she is ruled out, but Burgraff scores on the play. That was deflected by Nelson to the shortstop, Ritter, who got just enough on the throw to get Jade Porter. So credit Jade with an RBI, her third of the ball game. It's a 12-3 lead, bases empty, two outs for Terry Treader. So the triple comes in to score. And Terry pops it up to Ritter in shallow left to shortstop. Back dropped it. Treader will be safe at first on the error by the shortstop. Just couldn't squeeze the glove, and that'll give Ella Colucci a shot here.
The shortstop, number two, Ella Colucci.
Pioneers have scored at least one in every inning so far. They lead Sauk Center 12-3 here in Alexandria in the bottom of the fourth inning. Like to get to one more run here. There goes Terry to second. The throw, one hops, not in time. Treader steals a base. Pitch was a ball to Ella Colucci. Pioneers would love to get this to 10-run category and then get three outs and leave Alexandria still in the winner's bracket. Colucci hit, might get it done here. Treader runs well out at second base. Time. One ball, no strikes to Colucci, who has walked twice and flown to left and scored twice. Fought that one off and hits it up against the Pioneer dugout fence screen there. One ball, one strike to Ella. Trying to bring in Treader with the second run of the inning. Piers did have a 10-run lead. It was 10-0 after two. Off the plate outside, 2-1. Taylor Cummings is on deck. Again, Pioneers get a triple with one out from Burgraff, and then Porter hits it hard enough to deflect off the pitcher's glove. Porter ended up getting thrown out at first on the deflection, but Burgraff scored on the play. Ella lifts it out of play. Oh, heck of an effort by the catcher, Weirs. That one stayed in. I thought it was going to get onto that little angled part of the fence back there that juts in, but the wind, who it's blowing out, I think that kept it inside the backstop there, and never giving up on the play was McKinley Weirs, and she went in hard, kind of shoulder first to the fence, but she's all right. 2-2 to Colucci. Low, full count now to the Pioneer shortstop, Ella Colucci. Treader at second, two outs, a run in. Pioneers entered play today with a record of 16-5, 13-6 from Sauk Center. Here's the payoff again from Maddie Nelson. Down the line to left, that's going to get a run home. Treader comes in to score on an opposite field double by Colucci. And it's a 13-3 ball game. Colucci picks up her first hit, and it drives in Terry Treader as a change places out at second base, and now the first baseman Taylor Cummings to hit. Taylor has two singles and a strikeout today. Lays off and it's high. Ball one from Maddie Nelson to Taylor Cummings. This is the offense we've come to know this year from the Pioneers, really hitting the ball today. Inside ball two with Laura Skiba on deck. All Laura's done is drive in six runs today. You've got Colucci out there at second with two down. Here's the pitch from Nelson. Popped up, should get the Streeters off the field. Foul territory catch is made as the pitcher and catcher end up on the ground colliding, but holding on to the play and making the catch is Maddie Nelson in front of the Streeters dugout. That'll end the inning. And the Pioneers come up with two runs on a couple of hits, an error, and one left. We go to the fifth, Piers 13, Sauk Center 3.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Left fielder Jada Struss leading off the fifth for Sox Center. First two pitches are in for strikes from Emily Sedlowski. 0-2, Pierce 13, Sox Center 3, fifth inning from Alex. Denk and Klopaki do up after this. There's one low. Three strikeouts, four walks for Emily. She's allowed three runs, six hits. 1-2 to Struss, who was singled and walked. Ground ball to Colucci. Colucci to Cummings. There's one. A ground out produces the first out of the fifth, and it brings up the left fielder, Alyssa Denk. Excuse me, the third baseman, Alyssa Denk. She's struck out and walked today. Swing and a miss. One strike. Emily Sedlowski, who's been the ace this year for the Pioneers, missed low. 1-1 to the Sox center third baseman, Alyssa Denk. One out in the fifth. Here's the changeup, belted to center. Porter right there for the catch. Jade Porter had her played perfectly. And the Pioneers are one out away from advancing to Waite Park. Brings up the center fielder, Megan Klopaki, who's popped up on the infield and struck out. And the pitch is low, ball one. A hard hit ball, but right at center fielder, Jade Porter. So one more out before the Sox center Main Streeters get a run, and the Pioneers will win this one in a 10-run rule game. There's one low. 2-0. Both teams' runs have come with two outs today. Sock got two in the third with two outs. They got their other one in the fourth with two outs. That one's low. 3-0 now to Klopaki. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. High ball four. Sock gets a base runner to keep it alive for number eight, second baseman Riley Campson. But she's going to be lifted for a pinch hitter, it looks like.
Number eight, Riley Campson.
And Coach Smeezing indicating a change. He sends Campson back to the Main Streeter dugout. And it'll be number 22, Maggie Waring, coming out. Waring batting for Campson. So a pinch hitter here. Waring for Campson. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. One on, two outs. Swing and a number foul, and now the Pioneers are a strike away from victory here in Alexandria. 0-2 to Maggie Waring. And that ball is popped up. Rushlow is there. Can't make it. It fell to her right, and the game stays alive. Klopaki ends up at third. Waring to first. That ball just kept pushing away from Rushlow into shallow right field, and that'll give Brenna Bick a chance. Bick has walked and lined hard right to second baseman Rushlow last time up. They need to get that run home from third to keep the game alive. Off speed, Tapper foul. One strike to Brenna Bick. So Maggie Waring did her job. That was put the ball in play, keep the game alive, and that's exactly what she did. First and third with two outs. Pioneers were one strike away, but we're still going here. Here's the 0-1 changeup. Runner takes off. No throw. Waring will go into second uncontested. Ball and a strike to Brenna Bick. Top of the fifth. Pierce 13. Sox center 3. High. No, swing and a miss. Went up after that one. And once again, Sock is down to their final strike. 1-2 to Brenna Bick. Here's the pitch. And it's chopper towards first. Cummings has it. And Pierce wins it. 13-3. Cummings unassisted to first. And the Pioneers have 10-runned the Main Streeters in Alexandria.
Hi, I am Evelyn Gall.
I am Preston Marshall.
And I am Madison Gross.
Together we are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent education, where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity in Pierce is that school.
At Holy Trinity, your children will learn an environment filled with faith formation, the small class sizes provide for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is affordable with variable tuition available. Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, it looks like spring is finally here, so let us help you out. You can stop in Pierce and check out our Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and our top-notch steel brand weed trimmers for all of your lawn work. Springtime means new calves are hitting the ground and soon we'll be looking for some creep feed. Call us for great pricing on creep feed and summer minerals with fly control for your cattle. Springtime also means it's time to buy your baby chicks and we have tons of options for you to choose from. We are here to help you out with whatever you may need, and you'd be amazed at everything we can help you out with. So check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn everyone's business to create a successful 2019. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Welcome back to Alexandria. It's been a good trip here to Alex for the Pioneer softball team as they take care of their business with a 13-3, 10-run rule, 5-inning win over Sauk Center. Coach Pepping here, and Coach, girls came out and just slugged the ball around, and it's been a hallmark for this year's team is powering the ball around the ballpark. They came up with four in the first, six in the second to grab early control today.
Yeah, big lead to start, and we knew we couldn't let off the gas pedal because they can hit the ball also. I thought we were really a little more relaxed at the plate today.
It seemed like it, yeah.
And it showed.
Yeah, you look at the opposition pitcher. I don't think this girl threw as hard as Luttmer did yesterday, but she was around the plate, and the girls, when they saw something in their hitting zone, they were ready, whether it was opposite field, pull the ball, whatever the pitcher was giving them, they were going to swing away at it.
Yeah, we talked a little bit pregame, just staying inside the ball, up the middle to the right side, just because the wind was helping that ball if you would hit it to the opposite field. And the girls did a nice job of that.
You had to make one visit out there to talk to Emily. What was that conversation about when I think Sock got the couple in the third and probably had their best inning?
Just talked about getting ahead of hitters.
Yeah.
They can't hit a 10-run home run. So
yeah.
Keep attacking girls and getting ahead of counts.
Ball was flying out of the ballpark today. It was a lot of wind here, but the girls, Jade had a big day for you. Laura had a huge day for you. Jade made a big throw from center field to get an out at the plate here. Boy, up and down the lineup, just contributions all over the field.
Yeah. We're kind of clicking at the right time. So looks like we're going to get Annandale 7-1 right there. So
sixth inning, yep.
Yep, so Thursday probably Annandale, but you never know.
Yep. So, like we said in the pregame, stay in that winner's bracket here. And, going back to Wade Park, back-to-back wins in 2 days, and feel good about your team. We'll see you Thursday, Coach.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Pepping, Pioneers coach, as they win today in five, it's a 13-3 final. We'll give you the final line totals after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health, IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C. Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lashes Auto Center, Lipke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Lochner Plumbing, Lloyd Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar, Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
The final score from Alexandria is Piers 13, Sox Center 3 in 5 innings. Pioneers with 13 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They leave 6 on base. Sox Center 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and they leave 6 on base. 9 on base for Sox. Winning pitcher going the distance, Emily Sedlovsky, 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 strikeouts, 5 walks. Maddie Nelson pitched the distance for Sox. Strikes out 3 and walks 4. Piers gets 4 in the first. They get an RBI single from Taylor Cummings to drive in the first run. A 2-run double by Laura Skiba made it 3-0. And then a 2-out RBI single by Amaya Rushlow made it 4-0 after 1. They added 6 more in the second. A leadoff hit by Emily Burgraff. And then Jade Porter crushed a 2-run homer to center. Terry Treader followed with a double. A walk to Ella Colucci. Then a 3-run homer by Laura Skiba. They would add a sack fly by Amaya Rushlow to score Hallie Zupan later in the inning, and it was 10-0 after 2. Sox got 2 in their third, a bases-loaded walk, and an error, producing the 2. Pioneers got 1 in the third. RBI single by Laura Skiba, her 6th run driven in. That made it an 11-3 game in the fourth. 11-2 game. In the fourth, Sox got their final run on a Reese Ritter RBI single to score Maddie Nelson. And then Pioneers got 2 in the bottom of the fourth to put it into 10-run category. RBI double by Ella Colucci. Actually, the triple by Emily Burgraff. And then a ground out by Porter brought home Emily. And the double by Colucci chased home Terry Treader with the game that the run that made it 13-3. So the Pioneers win their 17th win of the year. They are 17-5, and they will be one of four teams in the winners bracket that are 2-0. And it looks like Annandale will be up next, the 3 seed. They lead over Painesville 7-1 in the 6th inning in the field adjacent to ours. So girls have gone that way to watch their future opponent. That'll be Thursday as we look at the brackets here. Pioneers will play in at Plaza Field Thursday at 5. And that'll be against likely Annandale, barring a big comeback by Painesville. So it looks like Sauk Center will play next against Painesville in an elimination game here in Alexandria. They'll play two today. The other games going on today were Cathedral and Eden Valley Watkins, Royalton against Albany. Those games in Waite Park. So, again, your final. Piers wins it 13-3 to move on to Waite Park next Thursday, 2 days from now. Good luck to the Pioneer baseball team. Their doubleheader should be underway at home at Helly Field as they take on BBE to wrap up their regular season. They're going to get ready for their postseason run here as they come try to rebound from last night's 9-2 loss to Foley down at St. John's University. And then Memorial Day will be their first playoff game against opponent to be decided. It'll be a home game Monday, but against who we don't know yet as the regular season wraps up and the QRF rankings are decided. Also coming up Thursday at home, it's the subsection track and field meet. So if you'd like to watch and cheer on some outstanding track and field performers, and the Pioneers have plenty of those, the subsection meet coming up 3:30 Thursday is here. Again, the final in Alexandria. Piers wins it 13-3 over Sauk Center. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you Thursday in Waite Park for more Pioneer playoff softball on UR Their Sports.